Native peoples nationwide are, quote, 2.5 times more likely to experience violent crimes and 5 times more likely to be victims of homicide in their lifetimes. That's according to a recent National Institute of Justice study quoted in a press release this week from the Strong Hearts Native Helpline. The helpline, created by Native Americans, launched nationwide in March of this year. And since then, the National Crisis Helpline has sought to bolster up its resources for rural indigenous communities, like those of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Strong Hearts Representative Mallory Black, a member of the Navajo Nation herself, says the helpline provides, quote, culturally relevant, safe, and confidential resources for Native Americans and Alaska Natives.
We can provide someone to talk to when you don't have many people to turn to in your community. We can provide a Native advocate who comes from our communities, who understands the nuances of living in a rural Alaska Native village, or can connect you with locally available resources in your area.
Initially, the Strong Hearts Helpline service launched in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. Over the last 8 months, it has rapidly grown through its referral network, coordinating with tribal communities, domestic violence programs, and other supportive resources. Black says the project's culturally tailored support can be effective.
Our advocates are available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Alaska time. Our phone number is 1-844-7-NATIVE.
The National Indigenous Women's Resource Center, or NIWRC, and the National Domestic Violence Hotline are partners with the Strong Hearts Native Helpline in a joint effort to lead the charge in beginning to address the country's long-overlooked crisis of violence against Native American and Alaska Native victims of domestic assault. It's because of this that the Tundra Women's Coalition Executive Director Eileen Arnold says it is important to add this hotline to the list of available resources for crisis response.
And I think it's going to attract certain people to hear, like, wow, like a national Native hotline. I think that's going to attract some people where, and maybe like kind of make it safer if it's national, like the chances of you talking to somebody who you might know or might be related to are lessened.
In terms of other resources that provide indigenous cultural perspectives around healing from domestic violence, Arnold says Healthy Families, provided by YKHC, ONC, and AVCP, are great resources, but they all focus on what happens down the line from the crisis.
I do think we should have kind of more crisis response available, but we're limited right now. You know, the state of Alaska budgets are tight, so I don't foresee any growth right now, which is another reason why this new resource is so excellent.
More information on the Strong Hearts Native Helpline and other resources can be found at our website at kyuk.org. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.